Playoff High School Football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's game is between your number 11 seed Strathaven Panthers and the number 3 seed Unionville Indians.
Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Deep down the middle, has a man out there. Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Was the only other meeting between Unionville and Strathaven. 2005, they played right here in front of us for the District 1 championship. The football landscape looked a little bit different back then. Fewer playoff teams involved. Strathaven, district champions 8 of the prior 9 years, and that night went on, led by Jared Bradley and now NFL player Steve Johnson and Kevin Kaminsky and others, went on to their 9th district title in that 10-year span. But things are a little different now. Unionville, led by head man Pat Clark, 7-time Chessmont American Division champions in the last 14 years, winning records each of the last 7. And Coach Clark building the program and building what they hope to be a dynasty here at Unionville brings the 3rd-seeded Indians at home tonight with their 10-1 record hosting the 11th-seeded Panthers, and the Panthers come in tonight upset-minded for the 2nd week in a row over a Chessmont team, and we'll find out as we get started here in the District 1 quarterfinals. Panthers and Indians coming up in just a few moments, but first we'd love to say hello and thank you to everybody here at Unionville for getting us set up. We are outside the press box tonight, and by far the coldest weather we've seen all year. This is one of the few times we've even had to consider sleeves, and we are wearing a whole lot more than that tonight. It is brisk. It is in temperatures in the 30s. There is a little bit of a breeze right now, and we'll hope it stays that way.
Yes.
But in the meantime, should be a lot of ground and pound, I would think, tonight. Not a night to throw it too far or too often, I wouldn't think. But certainly both teams have had success doing it from time to time. But Mike Mayer will bring you in to say hello for the 2nd week of playoff action for the first time since 2011 that Strathaven has advanced past the first round of the playoffs. And, again, last week was an absolute thriller.
No doubt about it. Probably one of the best games we ever called. And more importantly, I think, and if you read the 50-yard line article this week, you know, I think the young men really came into their own last week. They had been on the wrong end of these games when they went into fourth quarter trailing or trying to catch up and couldn't do it and kind of ran out of gas. And they really turned the tables last week against Shanahan, and they were the ones that came up and got themselves adrenaline rushed and kind of drove the ball. And suddenly things that they couldn't pay for a yard on the ground in the 3rd quarter, suddenly they're getting 3, 4, 5 yards at a clip, manage to get the ball within 2 minutes down to the 5, and then Iceman comes on and kicks a field goal. So they got to feel good about themselves. However, they're running into a bit of a buzzsaw up here. We got a team in Unionville with a 10-1 record. They have handled most of their competition. They are not particularly a big line, but big backs, fast, a good, competent team, certainly true of a 10-1 record that they have. And I think Haven's going to have their hands full, not only for the reason that they're playing Unionville and the quality of the team they're going to play, but they haven't yet this year been able to really put together back-to-back good games. And last week was certainly a good game relative to the lack of penalties, and ball handling was strong, and It was just a good, solid effort, and they're going to have to do that again tonight because you're not going to be able to give these guys give the Indians short field. You're not going to be able to turn the ball over and have any expectation to pull this game out. So this will be a good test. Certainly the Daily Times is calling for us to be defeated pretty handily on their numbers today. But, of course, they called that last week too. So
that's right. That's why they play it.
That's
and,
right.
Again, Unionville with really the Chestmont American Player of the Year, Joe Zubalaga. He will line up at quarterback in sort of a wildcat formation, but he'll throw it as well. He will catch it. He will run it to the tune of 1,400 all-purpose yards on the season. And, again, he does a little bit of everything, 18 total touchdowns on the year. And, of course, when they snap it to a more traditional quarterback, it's Alex Gorgone, who has over 1,300 yards passing, 18 touchdown passes against 8 interceptions. That's second in Chester County, only trailing Ricky Ortega of Coatesville, who's put up astronomical numbers for the second year in a row. And, again, they have a very balanced attack to the tune of 33 points per game. That's fifth in the Chestmont. It was a pretty high-scoring league this year. Not a lot of defense from some of those teams. But Unionville, you know, in their last three games, against Sun Valley, 42-14, Great Valley, 41-14, and last week in the playoff opener against Glen Mills, 42-8. So they've been putting up numbers in the 30s and 40s most of the season. And again, we'll just have to see if the Panthers can slow down that attack. With a defense facing an offense that I think is faster than Shanahan, I think is a little stronger at the skill positions than Shanahan, but scheme-wise, it's a lot of what we saw last week. Shotgun spread, three wide, four wide, and they will, on occasion, shift to an I formation and just run it right at you. But again, the Panthers won't see anything they haven't seen before.
Right. I think, you know, the one unknown factor is what kind of adversity that Unionville might have seen during the season, where they had to come back from a losing situation. They had a couple of close games they pulled out. That's certainly adversity. They got clobbered by Coatesville. No shame in that. Coatesville's a juggernaut.
Or, Downingtown East, rather. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, so that's all well and good. So what I you know, we're going to have to see if Haven can get on top of this and can push it and can hold it. You know, it'd be interesting to see how Unionville reacts to all this. On the other hand, you know, they're a solid team, so I don't think they're going to suddenly be down by a touchdown and fall apart. That would be, you know, completely unacceptable. So, but again, you know, as the game goes on, we'll see what Haven can throw at them. And we'll see whether Unionville can put the kind of points on. I mean, traditionally this year, Haven has run with virtually every team they've played, whether they won or lost, and then they started to run out of gas in the third quarter, fourth quarter. That's what we kind of expected last week was going to happen. They turned it and found a way to find some fuel in the fourth quarter and pull the game out. So that's going to be something we'll be looking at again tonight. You know, let's see how they hold. They certainly, last week they came out and scored first, which was great.
Mm-hmm. And, again, with the way Strathaven played last week, I think most impressive to me was that you look at the stat sheet from a week ago, and it was less than ordinary, I would say, on the offensive side of the ball. Nobody with a great yards per carry, nobody with eye-popping numbers. The passing game, non-existent. But when they had to come up with big plays, they did. 4 out of 5 on fourth down last week. The touchdown pass to Tom Foster after missing 10 passes in a row headed his direction. Every kid, sophomores, juniors, seniors, all came up with big plays throughout the game last week, and especially late in that one with 10 points in the final 2 minutes to pull that one out. So, again, it may not be the prettiest on the stat sheet. It may not be the prettiest of anything, but if you can come up 1 point better than your opponent tonight, you're moving on to play the winner of Upper Moreland, the 2 seed, versus Marple Newtown, the 7. So they're playing that one up in Willow Grove. We're hoping for some updates there from our buddies at the Delco Times and elsewhere. Thanks again to everybody at WNPV in Lansdale for the score updates from around the Suburban 1. The 6A games tonight, we were talking before we went on the air, the 6A quarterfinals are worthy of finals, honestly. Penridge at Perk Valley, I would say any of the 8 teams would be, you know, or could win it. Neshaminy versus Pensbury was a one-point game a few weeks ago. Downingtown, Coatesville, Downingtown East and Coatesville was a game that went down to the final play, and North Penn Garnet Valley is a rematch of last year's District 1 final. So we will try to keep you posted as best we can on scores from elsewhere. Also at the 5A, Academy Park is hosting Upper Dublin, and the other side of that bracket, the 1 versus the 8 seed, Westchester Ruston visiting Springfield. Will keep you posted there as well. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the state, the national anthem, and the start of the District 1 quarterfinals. Strathaven and Unionville coming up in a minute. Glad you're listening here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Unionville High School, where we are still going through pregame ceremonies. They've had a rendition of Taps played by one of our veterans here just a day before Veterans Day. A lot of people off from school and work today, but again, thanks, of course, to all of our veterans around the country or anybody listening. We salute your effort and sacrifice and service at this time of year. And again, great night for football and several veterans out there for the coin toss where the captains are meeting for Unionville. For captains Aiden Boyle, Alex Gorgone, Joe Hagan, and Joe Zubalaga. Jack Adams joins them as well. Adams out of the lineup. One of their running backs was injured a couple weeks ago. For Strathaven tonight, Ryan Morris, Lee Holbert, and Sean Daly, joined by one more captain who's hiding from me right now. But who else is out there? John Morris. Okay. All right. Very good. Ryan and John Morris, and joined by Holbert and Daly. They are the captains for the Panthers tonight as they've rotated them throughout the year. But what a great senior class it's been. And, you know, glad to see them on the field one more week. I said it before last week. I said, I'm not really done talking about and looking at these seniors yet. And for those last couple minutes last week against Shanahan, I was so glad to see them one more week and, of course, enjoy Coach Clancy's 300th win. But we'll be back in just a moment. We'll come back for God Bless America and the National Anthem when we come back. So glad you're listening live or on the archive. High school football action coming up on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Unionville Marching Band with the Star Spangled Banner. Extended pregame tonight. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, and Mike Mayer joining as always, trying to stay warm here as he does the engineering, color commentary, and more. Pete Fulcinetti's here, helping with the stats and spotting. Got our Strathaven film guys right next to us, the defensive coaches piled against the fence right next to us, and everybody outside in the cold tonight. Strathaven will open wait to receive the opening kickoff. He will be moving right to left in front of us. Wind on the field does not look all that significant. Just beyond the field, the flag is blowing pretty briskly, but I guess maybe the wind's knocked down a little bit by the school building in our background. Strathaven in their road whites tonight, black pants, black numerals, silver helmets, and Unionville gold jerseys with navy blue pants, navy blue helmets, and a gold stripe down the middle with blue numerals on the back and front. Standing deep to return, Ebo Pio and Nick O'Connor flank Johnny Francis, who waits at the 10-yard line. Tom Foster will not likely see the field on the offensive side of the ball tonight. Injured in last week's game, will not be on the offensive side. Is playing with his hand in a cast, and we will hope to see him on the defensive side of the ball, but there's one of Strathaven's fastest weapons that they will not utilize much tonight. Teed on the right hash is the football by Dominic Brathwaite, the junior. 6'2" approaches, and we are underway. Low line drive kickoff's going to come on a hop to John Francis, who scoops it up at the 15-yard line, up the right hash, and he is belted. Ooh. He is dropped at the 23-yard line. Good coverage down there by number 30. Backup running back Joe Ferriello. Strathaven will start on offense with Jake Fisher at the quarterback spot. Halfbacks are Ebo Pio, Nick O'Connor, and Sean Daly. Fullback is Zach Hussein. Tight end is Dan Reeves. They go to Ethan Belleville for the go with two tight ends. Split end tonight will be Chris Rossini. Ryan Morris and Luke Keeley are the guards. Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause are the tackles. And Sam Burke is your sophomore center. He's over the football at the 22-yard line. First and 10, Strathaven moving right to left. Under center with two tight ends. Wing T looking, gives to Daly with room off that right side. Running through tackles, and he's out near first down yardage. We'll check the spot over there. But they're going to spot this out at the 34-yard line, 33 maybe, but give Daly 11. Nope, they're not going to move it. Give him 9.
Mm-hmm.
Give him 9. All right, second down and a yard upcoming for Strathaven, who scored on their opening drive a week ago. Looking to do the same here. Second down and 1. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Now they shift Daly into the backfield. O'Connor in there as well. On second and 1, it's Daly one more time off the right side. They stack him up that time, but I think he's going to have enough for a first down here.
Who's that run?
That's Daly out to the 34. Give him a yard and give the Panthers the first down of the evening. Clock ticks 11:13 as they restart it here in the opening quarter. Strathaven on the move, first and 10 from their 34-yard line. Hussein, the fullback, Daly alongside of him. 8 men in the box for the Indians. It's Hussein for the first time off the left side. He tumbles across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of 2. Unionville defense includes Zach Lawrence, Elijah Lyons, Joe Hagan. You're down three. Outside backers are Alex Pellegrini and Elijah Woodall. Pablo Aviles Bernal and Sam Ross, the inside backers, Boyle, Graham, Hauer, and Schilling in the secondary. Hauer, number three on the near side of the field right now, one of the corners, defensive player of the year in the Chestmont. They show blitz on second and eight. Quick hitter to trap play to Hussein, who actually was hit near the line of scrimmage but falls forward to the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and four. Not too bad there. Boyle on the stop for the Indians. Panthers on the move here. Nose of the football on the 40-yard line. Clock ticks, 10:05, 10:04, and counting to play here in the first quarter. Tight end to the right is Belleville. Reeves to the left on third down and four. Seven in the box this time. They run the toss play. Looking for room is Hussein, who's going to barrel through a tackle, and he's, I believe, given first down yardage. Yep, out to the 45-yard line. Knocked out of bounds on that far sideline, and three straight carries for Hussein. Gives him 11 yards and another Panther first down. This is what they want to do, Mike.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they are not interested in the big bad play. They just want to break out into 2 and 3 and 4 yards and give these guys something to think about.
Keep Unionville's offense on the sideline as long as possible. Right. 6-7-man front now on first down. Give it to Daly off the right side. Daly back in the lineup a week ago. Picks up a yard or two here. Give him out to the 47. He has been playing with a lower leg injury and actually missed time on offense most of the last 2 or 3 weeks. But, boy, did he come up big in the fourth quarter last week on the game-winning drive. Multiple carries, and they leaned on the senior for that last drive, and that put the Panthers and Emmett Young in field goal range. Second down and eight. Wing to the right. Motion man is O'Connor. Crowd the box now. Give is to Hussein. He's going to spin his way forward near midfield. I think they'll put him just shy of that at about the 49. Brings up third down and about six. So Hussein, last week, as far as yards per carry, one of, if not his lowest of the season, 17 carries for just 46 yards against Shanahan. They were keen on the fullback all night.
Yeah, these guys are stunting both linebackers, rotating them, although it appears to be rotating. I'm not catching the numbers well enough, but they're definitely trying to add one more man to the rush, to a hard rush.
Okey look here for Unionville. Five-man front. Now they creep the linebackers up on third and six, and now they run the Mustang sweep. Ooh. And Daly's going to be hit in the backfield and buried. Free safety coming up there. That's Theron Schilling. They had that one red. Daly's dropped for a loss of five. And that'll bring the punt team on for the first time. Ryan Krause to kick it away. Standing deep to return the ever-dangerous JT Hauer. Clock ticks. 7 minutes. 54 seconds and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers stall there as a couple of big defensive plays there. So called a loss of four for Daly. Krause awaits the punt snap inside his 35. They come after it. He gets it away.
Ooh.
And it's a high wobbler. Hangling towards this near sideline. Takes a Strathaven roll across the 35. Rolls forward to about the 32. And it'll be downed right there by Nick O'Connor. Boy, they did come after it. Elijah Woodall came after it. Woodall's father played at Westchester and then went on to play for the San Francisco 49ers for a while and Denver Broncos, Lee Woodall. But number 22, they expect him to be active on defense. Unionville with Alex Gorgone at quarterback. Zubalaga, Hauer, Boyle, Fariello, Graham, Schilling, a number of different backs and receivers. We'll see how they started here. I'll get to the line in just a moment. They start with Zubalaga. In the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And they run the toss play. This is Graham looking for room off that left side. He's going to push his way across the 35 to the 36. So, again, we'll see a lot of different formations here. Zubalaga, sort of a two-way threat. If they put Gorgone in the game, he'll take the snaps most of the time. But Zubalaga will throw it, run it, you name it. So Gorgone's in the game, calling out the play. Checking out is number four, Brody McShane. Graham picked up three, brings up second down and seven. From the 36, Panthers, eight men in the box, cover three look, give inside. Now they're keeping it as Gorgone off the right side, and he is belted by Ryan Morris. Ebo Pio up to help on the stop as well. It's going to bring up third down and a yard. So Gorgone on the carry. 5'11", 165-pounder. Not the biggest guy, but... Oh, no, they are going to move it forward. Just set for a gain of seven, they move the sticks out to the 42-yard line. Gorgone at 5'11", 175, but Zubalaga 6'1", 210. And Graham, 6', 195 pounds. These are big backs the Panthers have to deal with and wrestle to the ground tonight. Two wide receivers and a wing to the right side. Keeper, Zubalaga, right up the gut, and he is dropped by John Morris after a gain of just two. So just direct snap that time, wildcat look. Zubalaga's first carry gets him two and brings up second down and eight. Good work by John Morris. Morris joined on the front line by Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause. Ethan Belleville, your defensive end on the other side. Ryan Morris and John Prochniak, the inside backers. Nick O'Connor and Sean Daly, outside backers. And the secondary, Chris Rossini, Tom Foster, and Ebo Pio. On second down and eight. Back to pass is Gorgone for the first time. Looking, has time, fires high to the near sidelines. Caught by Zubalaga. He's going to be near and across the 50-yard line. First down yardage to the Panther, 46. Gain of about 10 for Zubalaga, and Gorgone accurate on his first throw of the night. Panthers did well to wrap him up quickly, but no huddle now for Coach Pat Clark and the Unionville offense. They split Gorgone to the right. Zubalaga in the shotgun. Two wide receivers, wings to either side. Zubalaga, empty backfield, and flags. I think you're going to get a false start here against Unionville. Started to send Graham in motion, and somebody flinched up front. Just going to turn this into first and 15 here. The coordination they have to think about here with two different quarterbacks on any given play, let alone a series. First penalty of the night for either team. We'll back it up to the Unionville side of the 50. We'll put it on the right hash at the 49-yard line. Opening quarter, if you're just joining us, 5:35 and counting to play. We're scoreless. Strathaven picked up a couple of first downs and then had to punt it away. Gorgone takes the shotgun snap, gives to Graham up the middle, and the Panthers swarm pretty quickly there. A gain of just two. John Morris again on the stop. Good to see Morris with two free hands here and played most of the season with a cast on one of them and can do a whole lot more at that defensive end spot when you have two hands to work with.
It's got to be like being freed.
Graham picks up just two there, second down and 13. They'll snap it from the Panther 48-yard line. Split to the far side, Theron Schilling. To the near side, Zubalaga, slot to either side. Gorgone in the backfield. He takes a snap, looking. Steps up in the pocket, scrambles, and the Panthers have got him for a sack. Lee Holbert and John Morris squash him. Maybe a yard with a generous spot. It's going to bring up third down and 11. I guess we won't credit a sack there, but good job collapsing the pocket there. And it's third and 11. Now, can the Panthers get out off the field on third and long? They've had some trouble with this in the past, last week being a notable exception. Zubalaga split far to the left of the formation. Receiver split to the near side. Gorgone empty backfield here. They flood to the left side. He rolls that way. Looking on third and 11. He wants it all. Deep down that far sideline. Has a man out there, and it is caught on the far sideline at the 10-yard line. Number three, JT Hauer, hauls it in at the 10. Tom Foster looked like he was in good position, but Hauer snatches it away.
He got a hand on it, but Foster did, but didn't seem to be able to pull it or do anything with it.
They're going to put it down on the 10-yard line first, and goal to go. Gain of 37, and Gorgone 2 for 2 throwing it so far.
Well, that was a big play we were looking for, and that's what they can't allow to happen.
First and goal from the 10. Zubalaga, he'll take the snap this time. He fakes a toss, runs off the left side. He leaves his feet, and he's caught in midair and dropped. Well, yeah, they finally blow it dead. All right. Prochniak first contact there, but I think they'll give him maybe a yard. Maybe a yard for Zubalaga. The Panthers have done well so far. Yeah, stacking up the run there, but boy, third and 11. You'd love to be able to get off the field there.
Absolutely.
Clock ticks. 3:39 and counting to play here in a fast-moving first quarter. We're scoreless, but Unionville knocking on the door, second and goal from the 8. Split far to the left, Brody McShane. They go empty backfield with Zubalaga again at quarterback. Motion man is Graham. They give it to him. Stretch play. No, it is Zubalaga right up the middle. He's going to push his way inside the 5. Great fake. quarterback keeper. Takes it down to about the 3.
And in your defense, it's on the other end of the field from us, so
yeah,
it's not easy to see.
All right, Zubalaga sets him up third down and goal now. Glad the Panthers saw it before I did. Here we go. Third and goal. Nick Schnars split to the far side. Slot left is Hauer. Pistol look here with Graham on the quarterbacks. They run the toss play to Graham off that left edge, and he's going to be into the end zone for a touchdown. Dante Graham puts the Indians on the board here with 2:43 to play in the opening quarter. Unionville takes the lead in the early going here. Panthers had their chance to get off the field on third down. Couldn't quite do it. And Graham, who has had some big games, 101 yards and a touchdown 2 weeks ago against Great Valley, 117 versus Avengrove early in the season. Extra point upcoming here for Dominic Brathwaite. Number 17, Blake Charlton to hold. 6-0, extra point pending here. Ball spotted, kick is away, it is up, it is long enough, and it is good. Sneaks it inside the left upright, 7-0 Unionville. 2:43 play here in the first quarter. See if the Panthers can answer when we come back. Glad you're listening, live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Maybe it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
7-0 Unionville, ready to kick it off to Strathaven for the second time tonight. John Francis flanked by Ebo Pio and Nick O'Connor back near the 10-yard line. Brathwaite approaches, squib kick. It's going to come to one of the up men. And across the 35-40-yard line and carrying a tackler is Zach Hussein out to the 40-yard line. Panthers with good field position trying to answer a 68-yard scoring drive capped by Dante Graham's 3-yard run at the 2:43 mark of this first quarter. So Graham in from the 3. The big play, though, 37 yards from Gorgone to JT Hauer down that far sideline is what set it up. Panthers now trying to melt clock, but of course get on the board here, trailing 7-0. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Fisher under center, wing to the right, 2 tight end set. Give is to Ebo Pio. Gives ground momentarily, now trying to turn up field on that right side. He's going to be spun out of bounds here. See where they spot it on that far sideline. Maybe give him a yard. The sophomore on his first carry of the night. Brings up second down and 9. North Penn on top of Garnet Valley, 7-0 in the early going. Academy Park trailing Upper Dublin. Fumble return for Upper Dublin for the score. Chris Rossini into the game. He just lines up wide to the left here, has a split end on second down and 9. 8 in the box here for Unionville. Play fake and Fisher back to pass for the first time. He's going to be sacked. Could not protect him, and the free safety, Theron Schilling, 2 tackles for loss already. He got Daly on third down, and now he gets Fisher way back at the 34-yard line. It's going to bring up third and forever here for the Panthers as the clock starts to melt on this second quarter, or first quarter, rather. We're inside of 2 minutes to play here in the third. In the first, rather. Third down upcoming. I'll get it right.
That's right. Our mouths aren't working. Our fingers aren't working. It's getting cold out here.
Panthers need the midfield stripe for a first down. 2 tight end set. They blitz. Coming. Firing in the near flat here is Ebo Pio. Makes one man miss and good pursuit from the backside. Drops him at the 40-yard line. Gain of 6.
I like that call,
as
though.
Aiden Boyle makes the stop. But, yeah, you're right, Mike. I love that call. Get Pio one-on-one. And good work from Boyle to track him down. 4th and 10 upcoming as Fisher and Pio connect for the first time tonight. But Panthers now hopefully can tilt the field a little bit here as Krause.
Well, they'll come after him again, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would think.
Look at him now.
Woodall
all lined up.
Has his ears pinned back. He's ready to go off that left edge. Panthers hoping to get this one blocked up here. Rossini to snap it. Snap is a good one. And they do come after it. And good, good kick from Krause. Fair catch, signaled for and made by Howitt, or Hauer, rather, at the 29-yard line. Great kick by Krause to, again, tilt the field. So 71 yards from pay dirt are the Indians, and the Panthers will hopefully keep them that way.
Yeah, well, they were doing okay till that one pass play, and they were there to try to stop it, but he just grabbed it away from him. What are you going to do?
All right. First and 10 for Unionville. They move left to right here as the first quarter nears an end. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun look for Gorgone and the offense. Oh, I'm sorry, Zubalago takes the direct snap off the left side, hops away from one man, and banged out of bounds on that far sideline near the 35, we'll say. All right, they unpile at the 35, gives Zubalago 6, and it brings up second down and 4. Zubalaga, 4 carries for 14 yards. Panthers doing some pretty good work slowing down the run thus far. Arian Ford checks into the game here at corner in place of Tom Foster. He's lined up on this near side with Zubalaga. Two receivers on either side. Gorgone, they run the toss play to Graham. Looking for room off the right side. He's going to turn inside. He's going to give some ground, and he's going to be buried. Good work by Daly to turn him in, and Belleville on the backside buries him.
Absolutely great play. Great defensive play.
We saw Daly do that a couple times last week. Just turn the man right back inside to where he had help, and they're going to lose a couple there. Graham stretched it out, and not much doing. All right, and you know what? That'll do it for the first quarter, right? Hard for me to see the got a blocked view of the scoreboard, but it reads 7-0 Unionville. We've come to the end of the first stanza. Panthers trying to get off the field on third down when we come back. Second quarter action upcoming. Glad you're joining us on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Second quarter action, ready to get going. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti with stats and spotting. 7-0 Unionville. They have third down and about 6 upcoming. Panthers trying to get off the field on 3rd and 6. 3 receivers, 2 to the left. Gorgone sends a man in motion. It's Graham. They flood that left side, and he's rolling that way again. Gorgone with time steps up, fires high to the near sideline. Coming back to it is Howard. Did he make the catch? No signal yet. And they say, yes, he did make that catch at the 46-yard line. A gain of 18 and a first down. Sorry, a gain of 12, rather. And Howard, 2 catches for 49 yards, and Gorgone 3 for 3 throwing it so far. No huddle. 3 wide receivers again. 2 to the left, 1 to the right, and flag. Oh, no, snap is fumbled. Everybody moved except the ball. Panthers, I think, are going to catch a break here that they didn't blow false start because Belleville ends up with a tackle for loss back at the 39-yard line. Loss of 7 on the play, 2nd down and 17. Heads-up play there by Gorgone, just to fall on it, as Belleville was coming quickly. He's had 3 fumble recoveries on the year. 2 of them he's returned for scores, including a big one last week in the first half against Shanahan. All right, 2nd and 17 after the negative play for the Indians. Schilling split to the far side. Zubalaga hit to the near side here. Motion man is Graham. They play fake. Back to pass. Gorgone with underneath a little bubble screen to Hauer, who's going to run into the umpire, Ryan Morris, but still scoots his way to the 49-yard line. Hauer's 3rd catch of the game already. Actually, they'll put it down on the 48. It's going to bring up third down and about eight. So gain of nine there for Howard. Little inside middle screen. And Gorgone, 4 for 4 throwing it for 68 yards.
Big third down for the Panthers here. It's third and about eight, and this is a good place to stop them.
2 for 2 on third down is Unionville so far. They're in the gun again. Two receivers to either side. Motion man is Hauer from left to right. Back to pass Gorgone with a good pocket. Steps up, running out of time now, and they can't get a hold of him. Flag on the play, probably holding. Gorgone still with eyes downfield. He's going to turn upfield and make the Panthers chase him. He has a first down yardage, and he is spun down, takes a heavy hit near the Panther 41, but I think this is coming back.
Yep.
Laundrie on the 45-yard line, holding against Unionville. We'll put it back to the 35 and turn this into third down and about 21.
Well, good defensive work both for the cornerbacks and safeties who obviously had coverage.
Yeah.
They had no place to go, and the quarterback had to take it himself and see what he could do. He did quite well, by the way, but it was all he saw the flag thrown, so I think he knew it was coming back.
Well, good work there for the Panthers, as you said, Mike, in coverage. He had plenty of time to throw it. Good pocket by the Unionville front five, and still Panthers flush him. Force the holding, and here we go, third down and 21. Panther D trying to find a way here and keep, maybe get the ball back in decent field position. Gorgone in the gun. Motion man is Graham, and they fake it to him, rolling to his right. Now looking back to the near side, stepping away is Gorgone. They've got Graham all alone on this near sideline. Coming upfield, he's going to be tracked down from behind, but steps out of a tackle. Ah. He's got himself a first down with a gain of 24 to the Panther 41-yard line. Panthers had three shots at him, and I said it beforehand, that's a big kid, 6 foot, 195 pounds, runs hard.
But you can't let him get away
like that. And a gain of 24. Yeah, they had their shot. Well, Panthers struggling here on third down. Unionville with another conversion. Gorgone, 5 for 5 throwing it. Motion man is Graham. They give it inside on to the sophomore, I'm sorry, the junior into the game for the first time. This is Joe Fariello right up the middle to the Panther 36. Give him 6 on the carry. Fariello snuck in there without me noticing.
Well, that's the idea.
Yep. 92 yards passing for Gorgone already.
Well, you got a penalty?
Ebras, do they?
Yeah, I thought against Urban's time. No, it's a penalty.
I didn't see see the signal here. They're going to move it forward. All right, now the official will give us a look here. Face mask, 5-yard variety. That will give Unionville another first down. So 6 on the carry for Fariello. Tech on 5 more, and they'll move the sticks and put the ball down at the Strathaven 31-yard line. 7-0 Unionville and looking for more. 9:04 to play here before halftime. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Fariello on the left hip of Zubalaga, who's going to keep it himself this time, right up the middle. Just quarterback power or dive down to the 25-yard line. Gain of 6 more for Zubalaga, and the Panther defense has been on the field a few too many plays already.
Yep, it's, and you really get the wind knocked out of your sail when you give up the kind of yardage they've given up.
On third down especially.
On third down, yeah.
Third and 11, third and 21, both converted. Third and 8, all three really converted by Unionville. Gorgone in the backfield in the shotgun. Motion man is Graham. They fake it to him, and that little trap play inside is diagnosed quickly there by Belleville, who slings down Fariello after a gain of maybe 1. Good work by Belleville staying home that time, and Fariello dropped quickly. Fariello, a week ago, 4 carries, 107 yards, and 3 scores against Glenn Mills. So, again, they have 4 or 5 backs who can hurt you from all different directions, including Hauer, who is slot to the right. Receivers split to either side. Fariello in the backfield alongside of Zubalaga, who's going to keep it himself. On third down and 3, Panthers grab him quickly. Prochniak into the backfield. It's going to stop him shy of the first down. It's going to bring up 4th down and a yard. So maybe 2 yards for Zubalaga. 4th and 1. Can the Panthers come up big here? Say hi to one of our listeners at home, my wife, who's home grading papers, and I hope a little warmer than us.
Oh, boy, I hope so. Otherwise, you got a serious eating problem.
Right. All right, end of the first quarter out in Downingtown. Coatesville 20, Downingtown East nothing.
Ooh.
Coatesville trying to take care of the Cougars tonight. Here, fourth and a yard. Can the Panthers get off the field? They run a toss play out of the eye, and it's Graham with room, and he's running through tackles again. He powers his way down to the 11-yard line. Give him 12. They ran out of the eye for the first time, and Graham, his best run of the night of 11, picks up a first down. That's a big, strong kid.
Yep. They run like they're strong, too.
Yeah, I mean, Zubalaga at 6'2", 210. He stands in the Wildcat with Graham behind him now. Zubalaga takes the snap off the right side, follows Graham through the hole, and he's going to drive down near the 5-yard line. They'll bring up second down. Now they're going to give him shy of the 5. At about the 7. Brings up third down, second down in about 3. So Zubalaga, 7 carries, 29 yards on the ground so far. He's slot to the right. Gorgone under center. Eye formation dotted by Graham. They give it to Graham off the left side. He dances to his right, and he's got a first down inside the 5, down inside the 1. First and goal to go for Dante Graham and the Indians. Panther defense on its heels now, with 6:19 and counting to play here in the first half. 7-0 Unionville, and they have 4 cracks at it from inside the 1. 6 carries, 27 yards and a score for Graham, 24 yards on a reception as well. He dots the eye. Give Graham right up the middle. He's going to fall forward into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. Couple of big third down conversions and a 71-yard scoring drive for the Indians. He's giving them a 2-touchdown lead here at home.
Mm. Well, you know, you can't let these guys get out of a 3rd and 20 situation.
Yeah.
And not expect to pay for it, and that's the problem.
6:04 to play here before half. On to attempt his second extra point of the night, Dominic Brathwaite. Panthers tackling has been an issue. But he give credit to the offense. The guy's running it, too. They're not going to just lay down for you.
Right.
Brathwaite, high snap, ball spotted. Brathwaite still steps into it and pounds it through. 14-0. Unionville on top. Panthers need to get something going on the offensive side of the ball. See if they can do it when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Unionville 14, Strathaven nothing. 2 short touchdown runs for Dante Graham. But the story so far tonight is third down. Boy, the Panthers have been good on first and second down for most of the evening. But third and long has been the bugaboo so far. Unionville converts on third down 3 times in a 71-yard scoring drive, and now the Panthers trying to dig out of a 14-point hole. Dominic Brathwaite has it teed at the right hash on the 40-yard line, and here's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Nick O'Connor. Up the left hash, O'Connor straight ahead, lowers the shoulder, and takes it out to the 30-yard line. So, again, decent field position for the Panthers. See if they can get things going here. Panther offense so far have netted, well, not quite 20 yards.
So that's not a good sign.
Not a good start here through the first quarter and a half. But they'll put it on the 30-yard line at the left hash. They move left to right here. All right. Pensbury 14, Neshaminy 6, Coatesville 20, Downingtown East nothing. 14-7, North Penn over Garnet Valley. Old Forge on top of Delco Christian, 13-0. Panthers shift. Tight end to the right now is Belleville, wing T. With that wing to the right side, this is Daly with room up the middle. Cuts out to the 35, so good work by the senior Daly and friends to pick up five more, and second down and five upcoming. If the Panthers can be in second and five, Mike, for most of the night, that's going to be promising.
Well, that if they can do it every time, I mean, it's what they want. But
Chris Rossini, split end to the right. Wing to the left, O'Connor. They run off that, I'm sorry, wing to the left, Daly. They give to O'Connor, and he spins out to the 40-yard line, and that should move the chains. First carry of the night for Nick O'Connor. 5 yards, and a Panther first down out to the 40. All right, yeah, five at a time.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, you're down by 14. You got to put some points on the board.
Upper Dublin 10, Academy Park 6.
Good game.
A 5 over the 4 seed at the moment down in Sharon Hill. Upper Moreland trailing at home to Marple Newtown 3-0 early. Here, Rossini split to the right. Wing to the right is O'Connor, and now they shift. The Ebo Pio into the game. He's alongside of Zach Hussein in the backfield. On first and 10, it's Pio. Threw him off the left side. Ooh. Dances his way to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. They're going to actually give him a yard, but not much room here for the sophomore. And we'll try it again, second down, and about 9. All right, Matt Julier on the stop for the defense. Number 90, Elijah Lyons checks out off the defensive line. Rossini split end to the right. On second and 9, quick hitter is to Hussein, runs into his own man. He's got some room into the secondary. He goes carrying tacklers inside the 40. It's Zach Hussein. Biggest run of the night, biggest offensive play of the night, down to the 37-yard line.
Well, that was a nice one.
If he doesn't run into his own man.
Yeah, you wonder how far he would have gone.
Tough one. Gain of 24. Panthers go no huddle here. Up-tempo and now officials timeout. So much for up-tempo. Oh, an equipment issue. All right. Unionville player has to tie his shoe, and that was convenient just as the Panthers start to go no huddle.
A little suspicious there.
Smart play. Either way, Panthers break the huddle. First and 10 at the 37. By far their best field position of the night. They trail it 14-0. Clock ticks 4:01 and counting to play here before halftime. Wing to the left. Motion man is P.O., and they give it off the left side. It's Hussein, who runs into trouble almost immediately but still squirts his way forward for a couple. They're going to give him the 34-yard line. Gain of 3 there. For Hussein, fourth in Delaware County with 1,060 yards coming in to the game tonight. Missed that Springfield game, or that likely would have been bigger. But now you've got an injured Panther. We'll keep an eye on this. Is that Daly?
Daly?
Looks like number 5, Sean Daly. So we'll keep an eye on this one. He's been banged up even before starting the game last week, let alone tonight. So we'll take a look at number 5 and so hope for the best here. We'll be back in 30 seconds, see if the Panthers can keep Daly on the field and keep this drive going. Second and 7 when we come back. Hope Sean's okay here. Glad you're joining us live around the archive here on havenfootball.net.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. 2 floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Second down and 7 for Strathaven. They will snap it from the 34-yard line of Unionville. Sean Daly hobbles off into the game's Ebo Pio. They give it to on the trap play. Right up the middle goes Zach Hussein, who pushes forward to the 30. It's going to put him just a few yards shy of a first down. Third and 2 upcoming as Hussein picks up maybe 5 more. But if Daly is out, that's trouble in the secondary now, too. Remember, you're already missing Tom Foster in the secondary. You're going to lose Daly as well. That starts to stress out Coach Hollingsworth and the defense a little bit. Here, third and two, four down territory for the Panthers in all likelihood. Give is to O'Connor off the left side. Follows Holbert through the hole. O'Connor shedding tackles, and he's got himself a first down.
Whoa.
Stayed on his feet for quite a while, but a lot of it was laterally. Couldn't get more than just a four, but still moves the chains. Nice work there by O'Connor. And the Panther offense in gear here. First and 10 at the Unionville 15, 25.
Well, he got more yards than I thought he did, considering all the lateral running he was doing.
Yeah. Rafael Laramatos on the stop. Or, I'm sorry, Pablo Aviles Bernal, 58, not 52. All right. Panther offense with a T look. Pio, Hussein, O'Connor with two tight ends in front of Fisher. Backside blitz coming, and they've got him. Fisher somersaulted back at the 33-yard line.
Never
backside
touched.
Backside blitz. He was never touched indeed. Graham on a corner blitz from the backside. Tried to get Reeves downfield there and sacked for the second time is Jake Fisher. Loss of eight on the play. Second down and 18. Or maybe six. See where they spot this.
Well, you can't pass if you can't pass block. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Rossini split end to the left now. Panthers trailing by 14. Need to get something going here. Motion man is O'Connor. Play fake. Back to pass. Heavy pressure again. Fisher lets it go. Deep down the middle. Has a man out there, and there's going to be no flag. Collision down at the goal line with Rossini. But they'll say incidental contact with Howard in coverage. And it brings up third down and long. Rossini on the post pattern there. Could not connect, but again, Fisher under heavy pressure there. So third down and about 18 now from the 33. Still likely four down territory here for the Panther offense. But again, hoping to get something going forward. St. Joe's Prep and LaSalle are scoreless in the second quarter. Here, 14-0 Unionville. Rossini split end to the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Showing blitz again, and a quick hitter to Zach Hussein with room off the left side, and nice open field tackle.
Yep.
Hussein had all sorts of room on that outside, but Zubalaga drops him right at the 30-yard line after a gain of just three. Clock stops, timeout Unionville, I believe, right? They want the ball back. Yep, timeout Unionville with 1:23 to play here before halftime. We'll keep it right here. Pensbury over Neshaminy, 14-6. In the District 1 6A quarterfinals. Upper Moreland has scored 6-3. They lead, but missed the extra point. They lead Marple Newtown 6-3 up in Willow Grove. North Penn has scored again, 21-7. The Knights on top of Garnet Valley over in Glen Mills. So the Central League has three teams trailing tonight thus far. See if, but it's early, right? Need a big play somewhere. Panthers are going to have fourth down and 15 here, Mike, so what do you do?
Well, you can try to pass it. Boy, you haven't been able to keep it out of the backfield. That's a serious problem. Quick hitters have been working a little bit, but they got to be looking for that. Don't know you can turn the corners on these guys, particularly effectively. We haven't done it yet. So I think your options are pretty limited. This is where, short passes have some effect because you get rid of the ball quickly. But if they don't have it in their arsenal.
A screen or some kind of.
I haven't seen a screen all year.
Well, it was almost a little screen to Pio for the only completion of the night thus far. Fisher, one of one throwing it, but he's been sacked twice. O'Connor and Hussein in the backfield. Ebo Pio wing to the left, almost offset to the slot here. Motion man is O'Connor on 4th and 15. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking. Firing downfield. He's got Pio, but it's knocked away by number 11, Aiden Boyle, inside the 5. Good delivery.
Yep.
Just better defense.
Yep.
Good coverage as Fisher to Pio inside the 5. Could not connect. And now Unionville with two timeouts in their pocket, a minute 16 to play before halftime, and a chance to extend a 14-0 lead.
Yeah, well, they're going to look to burn them. There's no doubt about that, so they're going to be aware of it.
Number 62, Cole Sheehan, over the football at the 30-yard line. Unionville with Gorgon at quarterback. Two receivers to either side. Zubalaga split to the left. Back, Give is to Fariello, the halfback, right up the middle for about six. Clock ticks, it'll ring up second down and four. But Fariello looks a little out of place compared. Yeah. It's definitely a change of pace. It's the Darren Sproles to the LeGarrette Blount. 5'8 Fariello versus the 6'1 Dante Graham and 6'2 Joe Zubalaga. But Fariello hides his way for 6 yards there, second down and four. Back to pass, score going. Fire and slant over the middle. It's knocked down. Swatted down at the line of scrimmage. Not sure who got. I think that was Krause or Holbert who got their hand up on that one.
We'll who's check the intent? This.
Check that. Four? We're looking for Hauer, three in the slot. But that's the first incompletion of the night for Unionville. Third down and four now from their own 36-yard line. Clock is stopped with 43 seconds to play before half, and yet right. Another third down here.
My feet are now totally numb.
Yep.
My left hand's okay. My right hand's, I think, frozen because it's got to be exposed to hit the keyboard. We're doing well here.
Yep. Here we go. Third down and four. Motion man is Graham. They give it to him. Nope, keeping it himself is Gorgone, who's going to take it out of the belly of Graham and rush it out to the 45. That'll stop the clock momentarily after the gain of nine while they move the sticks. Four carries for 10 yards for Gorgone. Another third down conversion for Unionville. They've been perfect on that down tonight. Graham, slot to the right. Clock ticks. Back is Gorgone. Firing to the outside. Has Zubalaga across midfield. He's going to shake a tackle, but Evan Blake runs him down at the 40. But again, another gain of 15 will stop the clock while they move the chains. 107 yards passing for Gorgone. Zubalaga's second catch of the night. He has 25 yards. And Unionville will burn their second timeout. 22.9 is all that's left on the clock here before halftime. Unionville 40 yards away from pay dirt.
This will be a killer if Haven can't prevent them from going in the end zone. That's no doubt about that. They've got to keep the score from occurring. You know, they settle for 3 points if they have to, but I don't know what they have for a field goal kicker. But they can't go in the half and give up the ball in the first series with a 21-0 loss, being down by 21 points. That's just going to be a disaster.
There is one other Central League team in action tonight, and that's Springfield. The top seed, they lead Westchester Ruston right now, the 8 seed, 7-0. That's the only Central League team on out front right now.
What's Marple Newtown at now?
Marple Newtown trails 6-3.
Oh, it's 6-3. Last I heard was 3. Okay.
Marple Newtown. Upper Archbishop Wood on top of Archbishop Ryan, 20-0. North Penn on top of Garnet Valley now 21-7. 28-7. We've just gotten the update as well. So things going badly for Coach Ricky and the Jaguars. Ooh. Over in Glen Mills.
At this level, I don't know if you come back from that kind of a score.
Academy Park trails 10-6 over the 5 seed. Here, 1st and 10, Unionville. 22 seconds to play before halftime. Graham in motion left to right. Back is Gorgone. Looking. Has time. Little bubble screen underneath to Zubalaga. Cuts inside, and he's tracked down from behind. Good pursuit from Lee Holbert, who rushed the passer, but tracks down Zubalaga at the 30. That's going to stop the clock as they move the chains here. All right, they're going to wait, stops the clock momentarily, waits for the whistle, and then spikes the ball to clock it here, does Gorgone. 11.4 remaining on the clock before halftime here. Zubalaga, 3 catches for 35 yards. Gorgone, now 7 out of 8 for 117. Second down and 10 from the 30. Still one timeout remaining for Unionville. You can still throw in the middle of the field here and use your timeout.
Right.
They are on a cold night like this. They're probably 20 yards from field goal range, I would guess. Two receivers to either side. Pistol look. Back is Gorgone with 11 seconds left. Looking. He wants it all. Deep down this near sideline. Has a man out there. Zubalaga. Rossini knocks it away in the end zone.
And
fans wanted interference.
Yeah.
Rossini knocks it away with 4.8 remaining on the game clock. Good delivery. Rossini's not there. That's easily six.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good coverage there from the senior. Chris Rossini to knock it away. And it brings up third down and 10. Zubalaga. Okay, I was going to say, is he coming off the field? No. Why would they take their best weapon off the field here? Panthers need one stop. Third down and 10, 4.8 seconds to play here before halftime.
Do they go deep? Do they run it and hope they can break open?
Aiden Boyle checks into the game. He's split to the far side. Zubalaga to the near side. Slot to either side as well, and now timeout. I think Coach, Unionville is going to talk it over. Coach Pat Clark and the offense wants to talk it over here. That's their final timeout, so we're going to take a short one with them, be back for what we hope or think will be the final play of the first half. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football District 1 Quarterfinals. Unionville on top of Strathaven at the moment. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Unionville High School. 4.8 seconds left here before halftime, and Unionville will snap it from the Strathaven 30. Panthers have not stopped a third down all night.
Yep.
Hopefully the clock will do the trick for them with 4.8 seconds to go. Two receivers to either side. Gorgone under in shotgun, back to pass, looks, fires. He wants it all deep down the near sideline. Rossini again swats it away at the goal line, and the Panthers dodge a bullet. Chris Rossini with back-to-back plays, saving two touchdowns in a row, and they will take it to halftime. Unionville on top by two scores. 14-0 Unionville on top of Strathaven, and Unionville will get the football to start the second half. But, boy, that's a win for the defense right there. Chris Rossini knocking away two passes on back-to-back plays before half. So we're going to take a short time out. Thank our sponsors for keeping us on the air every week and see what and again, thank you for supporting our sponsors in the meantime. So to take care of them as they take care of us. It's been terrific on our 12th broadcast of the season. So I'll be checking scores and updates from elsewhere. In the meantime, we'll keep you posted, and we'll hear from Pete Fulginetti at halftime when Mike and Pete will warm up. And I'll try to find somewhere to warm up my feet. We'll see where that goes right here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Welcome back to Unionville High School at Indian Stadium, where the score is Unionville 14, Panthers 0. And boy, it's been about as one-sided as it looks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a tough game. I mean, the Panthers are trying to hang with them, but this Unionville team is they're just a big team. They got big backs, big quarterback. They're just very, very well, very talented, and they're 10-1. So we knew we were in for a challenge tonight.
Yeah, you know, again, a big play tends to be burning them. They've been able to hold Unionville and put them in some distress with third and 20 but Unionville's been perfect on the third down.
Every third down, big third down, Mike. They got beat. There was third and 11, third and 20, third and 8. Every time Unionville came up with that first down. And, you know, that's been the big difference in the game. Strathaven on that last series did move the ball, got 30, 40 yards. But they just don't seem to have that breakaway speed and the power to continue that. It's a real tough matchup for them here tonight.
Well, it's typical what you would expect from a number 3 seed against a number 11 seed. I mean, Haven certainly had its trouble during the year, and those have continued, tonight playing against a team that's just generally, on paper, certainly better. Some great talent in some positions. The three-headed horseman, I think, for Unionville, which includes the quarterback and their running backs, has really been terrific. They run with great speed and great power. And I got to tell you, Haven's been holding it together. I mean, other than the breakaway plays, they have not really given up terrible.
No, they've given up small gains, a little bit of gains. I mean, they're pounding Haven, but Haven hasn't given up the big 40-yard run up the middle. They've been holding their own there. Where they've been hurt on third down is with the pass. Those passes to the sidelines for 8 to 10, 12 yards, they've really hurt them when they could have held them on third down and got the ball back. And if they can't stop third down, there's no way they can come back win this game.
And right now it looks like Sean Daly may be out. We don't know.
He
hobbled off the field.
He's been fighting injuries all year long.
That would not be good. He is definitely one of an intricate part of the running game. So we'll have to see where that goes. And, of course, Unionville is going to come back and get the ball first in the second half.
Yeah, that's another tough situation. If Unionville comes down and controls the ball for 6-7 minutes and makes it 21-0, I think this game might be over.
I don't know how you come back from that. I mean, you need some turnovers. And right now,
that's what's the only chance I believe that the Panthers have tonight are turnovers. If Unionville comes out, turns the ball over a few times, we get two scores, you know, it could be a great game. But without turnovers, it'll be very tough for the Panthers to come back because of the size of Unionville. They're
right.
Just very quick and very big.
Very powerful running back.
Yes.
So we'll have to see how they do. We've got about 9 minutes left, and we're out here freezing. I mean, it's just that
right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're out on the deck. We had the broadcast from outside. The wind chill is between 15 and 20 degrees.
Great. You're making me feel a whole lot better.
My fingers are numb. And this is the toughest game we've ever had to broadcast. But we're hanging in there, and we're going to continue to hang in the rest of the night for you.
And I understand the emergency rooms are open for the frostbite toes that we're going to end up having by the time we're done here. I'm hoping there's enough feeling left in my feet that where I can still drive by the time I get to the car.
Because you don't want me driving.
You can't feel your feet on a hot day.
No.
So anyway, listen, you want to talk about the Eagles? They have a bye this week.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles. I tell you, Mike, you know, I've been an Eagles fan for years, and, you know, you hate to be a homer, and you hate to say, oh, this is their year, but they got everything going in their favor. They've got everything, their offense, their defense, but the one thing that controls everything, and is the reason they are 8-1 is Carson Wentz. He's just an unbelievable, just a great guy. But as a quarterback, as a second-year man, he is unbelievable. The way he reads defenses. I'm watching the games. When he comes to the line, you know, he looks over the field, and he just changes the plays because he knows that that play won't work against that formation. And in his second year to be able to do this, he's doing things that Aaron Rodgers and all the top quarterbacks in the NFL do after 3 or 4 years. But he's in his second year doing it, and their defense has been great. Special teams have been great. They're just on a roll, and I think they're on a mission. I really do.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, obviously, as good as Carson Wentz is, he needs an excellent support staff, and it's something the Eagles have managed to do. They managed to find him some weapons.
They've added running backs, wide receivers. They put more talent around him to make him successful this year. But, you know, you have the combination of the out-of-town and his experience growing. You put all that together, it's a winning combination.
Yep. So, all right.
So, You know, the games that I predicted up to the Denver game, 8-1 is their record, and that is my record picking them. But an off week this week, and if we're not on the air next week, who knows what will happen? But next Sunday night, Eagles Dallas.
Yep.
Zeke Elliott will not be playing. He's going to start a suspension. Even if he did play, I believe the Eagles will win this game. The Eagles have too many formations, too many weapons on offense, too many different situations they put other teams in, and I just don't think Dallas can hang with them. I foresee an Eagles win 31-21 next Sunday night.
Okay, 31-21.
You won't see the second half because you'll be
I'll be asleep because I'll have to work on Monday, right. Unless it's a really good game, in which case I may stay with it. We'll see. So you want to talk about Sixers at all real quick before we go to break?
Sixers?
Yeah.
I've been following them.
Well, you're a big basketball fan.
Yeah, I'm a big basketball fan.
And by the way, we ought to tell people that in December we'll start broadcasting our high school games, DelcoHoops.com.
DelcoHoops.com. We'll be doing games probably around Christmas, maybe a little before. We'll go right into the March playoffs. So we'll be covering them all winter long. You know,
and it's heated in the gyms there.
And it won't be cold. It'll be cold, but not where we are.
Right.
These games are inside, thank God.
Matter of fact, we only have for Delco Hoops, we only have short-sleeve shirts because the gyms generally are so warm you could die in there after you get out of
But the Sixers, right now their record is 6-5. They should have won last night. I watch all their games. They were up at a 5-point lead in the last – or a 6-point lead with a little over a minute to go. And they're having problems finishing games out. And it was, but even when they play bad, they only lose by 1 point.
Yep.
But they're 6-5. They didn't win their sixth game 2 years ago till March. So I mean, they're definitely improved.
Yeah, they definitely improved from that. No doubt about that. All right, well, we've got about 5.5 minutes left. I'm going to turn on some commercials and go into the booth and see if I can get myself warmed up a little bit.
I might join you.
I just hate to take my earphones off because it's the only part of my body that's still warm. So anyway, so listen, we are at halftime and it's 14-0. Unionville over Strathaven. Strathaven's been struggling. They're still in this, but Unionville will get the ball first, and we'll see how they do. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes after the break, and Brian should have some updates and some of his wisdom as well. And you are listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCulley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Unionville High School, 14-0. Unionville on top of Strathaven here at halftime, nearing the end of halftime, and of course that means we got to see the Strathaven marching unit, which is, again, just one of the best parts of any football game we ever do here on havenfootball.net, but 400-plus, and everybody in the press box, as is often the case when we're on the road, marveling that a third of the school population is in the marching band, and just a fantastic job by Pat Murray and Henry and everybody else just filling in. And, of course, we know Jack Hunts would be proud of this group as he was for 34 years. And we miss Mr. Hunts terribly, but it's been a terrific year. He can be proud that a lot of these kids are doing, going on and moving forward with great, great performances week after week. All right, we have score updates from around District 1 and District 12 in the playoffs, starting with Pottsgrove over Upper Perk in the 4A final. Coach Rich Pennypacker, it's his last home game. He's retiring after this year, and they are on top 22-6 at halftime over Upper Perk, and Pottsgrove looking to be the 4A District 1 champions. Yet again, Upper Dublin 10, now back to 5A. On the other side of the bracket, we'll start there first. The 4th seed versus the 5 seed. Academy Park hosting the 5 seed Upper Dublin. Upper Dublin on top at halftime, 10-6. So Academy Park trying to defend their District 1 title, but an uphill climb now against the Flying Cardinals. The winner of that takes on the winner of Ruston versus Springfield. Top-seeded Springfield, they are undefeated and looking to stay that way. They lead 14-0 over Ruston at halftime as well. On this side of the bracket, the winner of tonight's Unionville-Strathaven game takes on the winner of Marple Newtown versus Upper Moreland. Marple Newtown scores with 33 seconds left before halftime, and now Marple Newtown leading at half 10-6 over Upper Moreland. Up to 6A now, working through that bracket. At last we heard, Coatesville. They took Downingtown East to the wire and won it on the last play about 3 weeks ago. They've opened up a big lead tonight. 27-7, Coatesville on top of Downingtown East at half. North Penn, speaking of a big lead, 28-7 over Garnet Valley. We are waiting. Last we heard, Pensbury was leading Neshaminy. I'm sorry. Well, we'll wait and see here. Let's see if I can get an update on Pensbury and Neshaminy. But Penridge, let's jump to that side of the bracket while we wait for a Pensbury update. But Penridge on top of Perk Valley, 13-0 at half. Now, if you remember, when we went off the air last week, Perk Valley, the 2 seed, were down 30-18 to Penwood and came back to win that game 38-30 on the car ride home for us last week. So wouldn't count out Perk Valley just yet, but Penridge at 10-2 playing a very battle-tested Suburban 1 conference, leading 13-0. Park Valley's got an uphill climb right there. Now, trying to get the other big game again, a one-point game a couple weeks ago when Pensbury and Neshaminy went head-to-head a couple weeks ago, and Neshaminy pulled that one out. But at the moment, Pensbury, last we saw, it was, well, I'll still wait on that one. All right. One more score from the Catholic League, or two more scores over in District 12. LaSalle St. Joe's Prep. It's hard to believe that one of those teams will see their season end tonight for as good as they are. But they match up in 6A in the playoffs here. They are 3-3 at halftime. A couple of field goals and kicking a football tonight is not much fun. It's like kicking a rock as cold as it is. But a couple of field goals over at Widener University there is where they're playing that one. So we'll try to get you another update on Pensbury and Neshaminy. But one more score in at the 5A level, the Philadelphia Catholic League. But, you know, again, it's District 12 playoffs at this point is what we'll call it. Archbishop Wood, as expected, all over Archbishop Ryan. It's 34-0 at half. And Wood just one more score away from a mercy rule circumstance. All right, there's your update. Late in the second quarter, Pensbury 16, Neshaminy 12. So there's there are your score updates. And kind of a light schedule when you get into the playoffs. You're not playing.
Not
I'm not shouting out 30 different scores from everywhere. But tonight, that's what we have in District 1 and District 12. And Panthers glad to be here. But, Mike, I didn't get the chance to hear too much of what you and Pete were chatting about. I was getting warm in the box with, as it turns out, that's my cousin in there who's the PA announcer. It's actually my father-in-law's
cousin. And you couldn't pull any weight and get us into that room?
I got us in there for a couple minutes just to warm up. But, yeah, so next time we come back, I'll know that Uncle Vic will maybe help take care of us. But in the meantime, enjoy your hand warmer.
I was going to say Uncle Vic will take care of us in July. Yeah.
That's right. So we caught up on a bunch of family stuff while we watched the Strathaven band perform. But, you know, on the field here, Mike, Panthers, they're going to need a stop, score, and stop here to get back in this one.
Definitely got to get points. I mean, Pete and I did discuss while you were getting warm. Of course, I should tell you that I went in there and got warm, too, after you came back on the broadcast. But, you know, we did discuss the fact that if Unionville can come down and score, this is going to be a really almost put this out of reach of 21-0. I mean, it's a lot to ask. I think the Panthers come back from a 14-point deficit. But if it becomes a 21-point deficit, it's really going to be tough to overwhelm. Could it be 21-7, 21-14? Yeah, but it would take unless the Panthers have some dramatic turnovers or, you know, make a pick six or something that really turns the score around, they have got to keep Unionville out of the end zone, and they've got to get some points themselves. And with Unionville getting the ball first, like I said, if they use up the clock for 5 or 6 minutes and run down and score, that's going to put this thing, I think, pretty much out of reach.
Panthers not built, the wing T attack, not built to throw it all over the place and score quickly necessarily. They certainly have guys that can, you know, if they get in the open field and make somebody miss, can score from anywhere. You think about P.O., John Francis, Sean Daly out of the lineup, that does not help things.
Right.
Again, went down with an injury midway through the second quarter. And has not returned since. I do not see him taking part in the warm-up for the second half here, so that is not a good sign. The Panthers will be now two defensive backs short with Tom Foster out and Sean Daly out now as well. But still, you know, hey, you never know. The Panthers were down late in last week's game, 10 points in the final 2 minutes to win it, and we've seen crazier things happen. Even Unionville trailed Academy Park. And scored 14 points in the last 2 minutes back in week two, to knock off the defending District 1 champions at the 5A level. So, you know, stranger things have happened. A turnover would be big on either side of things. We saw both teams take care of the ball well in the first 24 minutes.
Very clean game.
And very few penalties and very fast moving.
Well, I'll tell you, Haven, you really should be down probably 7-0. It was one long pass that probably should have been either intercepted or at least pushed to the ground. The big play really hurt them on that first score. And of course, their inability to stop Unionville in these critical third and longs is just killing them. I mean, as you pointed out, I think Unionville is perfect on third down except for the very last series.
Yeah, to the last play when the clock ran out. But in the meantime, Alex Gorgone, 7 out of 9 thrown it for 117 yards. Emmett Young on to kick it away for the first time. High, short, end over end. Kick will come down to one of the up men at the 28-yard line. Up the right hash. And now trying to turn to this near sideline is number 28, Schilling. He's up the near sideline across the 50-yard line. John Francis finally slings him out of bounds. But Connor Schilling, the sophomore, has Unionville set up at the Strathaven 45-yard line. So that backfired. They kicked to the far sideline short, and Schilling rips off 27 on the return, and the Panthers now with a short field to defend against Zubalaga, who's in the shotgun. Graham stands behind him with a pistol. Two receivers to the right, and they run the just a quarterback power to the left, and not much doing there. Panthers stack it up quickly. Zubalaga falls forward for maybe a yard. Maybe just a yard. 8 carries for 30 yards, and the Panther run defense has been solid, Mike.
Yeah, the defense has been pretty good. They've been burned on a bad play. Not much you can do about that. And, you know, they've played a nice, solid defense. They're just kind of, you know, they're
big
playing against
bigger.
And they're playing against kids that run with power.
Yep. All right. Gorgone in at quarterback now. He barks out the signals, but he's going to split wide to the right. And they line up Zubalaga in the shotgun behind center on 2nd down and 9. Graham on his right hip. They fake the toss and come back to the left. Coming back to this near sideline is Zubalaga for maybe just a couple more to the 41. Brings up 3rd down and 6. See what the Panthers can do on 3rd down here. And either way, great starting field position here for Unionville. If the Panthers can force a punt, that's the first part of our recipe, stop, score, stop. But chances are the Panthers would be looking at a long field in front of them. So turnover would be big here. Trailing 14-0, 10-28 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Opening drive this second half here for Unionville, who leads 14-0. Motion man from right to left is Graham. Gorgone back to pass, looking, steps up. Under heavy pressure, fires back over the middle, has a man crossing at the 20, 15, still on his feet is Zubalaga, down inside the 5 to the 4.
Boy, he just escaped. He was trapped.
Gorgone to Zubalaga for 37 and a first down. Yet again, 3rd down comes up to bite the Panthers. And, good escapability there for Gorgone. Zubalaga with 72 yards receiving now on 4 grabs.
You know, there's another big play, too, on a 3rd down. I mean, it's just
on 1st down and goal to go. Right up the middle goes Zubalaga, and he's going to be dropped there. Good work by Ryan Morris to stack him up, along with 24, Nick O'Connor. Zubalaga helped to his feet there after taking it to the 2. Just a yard that time for the 210-pound senior. Ryan Morris again with double-digit tackles a week ago. Zubalaga is going to check out of the game and get a breather here.
You mean he's human?
Run the eye formation, dotted by Graham, who has it off the left side, pushing, and in for the touchdown.
Who grabbed that?
That was Graham. 3rd time tonight he's in the end zone. Ryan Morris is going to have to leave the field for a moment. His helmet popped off. But just like that, very short field, great field position to start the second half for Unionville. And they go 45 yards in just five plays. The biggie, 3rd down and 6.
Yep.
A 37-yard completion to Joe Zubalaga. So Graham in for the 3rd time tonight. On to attempt the extra point is Brathwaite. Ball spot, kick is away, long enough, but wide right. So Brathwaite pushes one to the right. Score stays 20-0. Now the Panthers trying to get the offense going when we come back. They trail 3 scores, but we've seen the Panthers, we haven't seen them quit yet all year, have we, Mike?
Right.
Ready to go when we come back on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent
is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
A 2-yard touchdown run for Dante Graham, set up by the 37-yard strike from Gorgon to Zubalaga. And now 20-0, Unionville on top here early in the third. Panthers trying to get something going, moving left to right in front of us. Brathwaite has it teed at the 40. Approaches and is going to send one deep. High end over end kick's going to come down on that far sideline. This is John Francis with a little bit of running room as he cuts inside, but not that closed very, very quickly. Nice work there by the Unionville coverage team to stop Francis at the 22-yard line. Number 6, Trent Egan in on the stop for the Indians. Well, Mike, what can the wing tee get going here?
I'm sorry, my computer just went screwy on me.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll blame the technology here. We're trying to get tweets out and stats updated and everything else. All right. Here we go. Panthers, two tight ends. Wing T look gives to Francis, and Francis into the secondary momentarily. He tumbles forward across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. So gain of 5 for Francis on his first carry of the evening. So with Daly out of the game, my guess is we'll see more of Francis and P.O., which, hey, that's only a little more experience for next year. Francis just a freshman. P.O. a sophomore. He's winged to the left. Zach Hussein, a junior, in at fullback. 9-man front. It's Francis with a little bit of room off that left side. Squirrels his way out to maybe the 35. Brings up 3rd down and 3. We'll keep you posted on other scores momentarily here. But Unionville up here, 20-0. And Lions in on the stop for Unionville. Lions just one of the few juniors on the Unionville defense here. He stands at 235 pounds at defensive tackle. 3rd and about 3. Showing blitz as Unionville and the Panthers with a hard count get him to jump. Free 5 here for the Panthers. We'll move it out to the 40. And move the sticks for a 1st down. So that's good work there by Fisher and the rest of the lines staying disciplined there on the hard count. All right. Okay, we'll keep you posted here on other scores as the second half begins on many, many games around the playoffs here. All right, 7-man front. I want to give a quick hitter here to Hussein, who's going to spin his way to the 43, maybe. 42, I guess. Zach Hussein, 9 carries for 50 yards now. Got half of it, almost half of it, on one run. A 24-yarder in that second quarter that got the Panthers down to as far as the Unionville 15 tonight, but it stalled after that. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On 2nd down and 8 off the left side is Hussein. He's going to dive his way across the 45 to the 46 and bring up 3rd down and 4. And I think umpire was showing it was, okay. Was there a flag there? Yeah, they're going to get holding against the Panthers. I did not see the flag, but boy, this is going to move them back. Instead of 3rd and 4, Panthers are still going to need the midfield stripe here. And they're going to march this thing back to about 3rd down and probably 12 or 13. So frustrating mistake there for the Panthers.
Holding.
All right. Marching this back to the 36. 3rd down and 14 now for Strathaven. All right. Speaking of frustration, just reading a quick tweet here that Academy Park hurting themselves with turnovers tonight. Still trail Upper Dublin 10-6. Pensbury 16, Neshaminy 15. That's reached halftime. Neshaminy with a 37-yard field goal on the final play of the half. Here, Panthers trying to go up big here on 3rd down and 14. Fisher under center. Back to pass. Looking. A little screen to the far sideline. Complete to Pio, who's going to run away from the first man, but they swarm quickly, they being the Unionville defense, to trap him at the 39. Gain of just 3, as they hit P.O. in the flat for his second catch of the night. Fisher, 2 out of 3 throwing it. Both of those completions to the sophomore, Ebo P.O. Sorry, I had said third down there. It was second down after the holding penalty.
I hate to interrupt your flow, though.
No, that's all right. You let it rip. Third down and 11. Panthers will try it again here. Rossini split to the near sideline to the right of the formation. Fisher rolls that, looking, has time, looking, fires underneath to the near flat, and making the catch but slipping right near the line of scrimmage is John Francis. So a gain of just a yard and is going to bring up fourth down and 10. So Francis with the grab, and they'll actually call it no gain there.
I was going to say, yeah, no gain at all. Jeez.
So Fisher, 3 out of 4 thrown it, but 9 total yards receiving. And it'll force the Panthers into a punt situation again. So Kraus will kick it away. He's had a pretty good night considering he's been under heavy pressure for most of it. Clock ticks, 5:45 and counting to play here in the third. Number 3, JT Hauer, awaiting at his own 30. Kraus has it. Pressure again up the middle, and a high spiral. Is this one not quite as far as he wanted, but it takes a terrific roll at the 50 to the 45, inside the 40, and down to the Unionville 38-yard line. So it went about 12 yards in the air and then rolled for another 12. 24 on the punt, no return, and that could have been a lot worse. But, boy, Unionville not shy about coming after a punt block.
Well, you know, they saw on film that he takes a long time to make the punt, and nobody's bothered to attack him for it, you know, previously, so he's doing the same thing. And
Shanahan came after him a little bit last week. In fact, there were a couple where I thought, you know, Shanahan got away with running into him a couple times. But still, they're going to come after him until the Panthers show otherwise.
Right.
All right, here we go. Unionville with the football and a 3-score lead. It's Hauer on the jet sweep looking for that right sideline. Tracked from behind there by Lee Holbert. And Hauer for maybe a yard. Second down and 9 upcoming. First carry of the game for Hauer, who is kind of an all-purpose threat. He's had some huge games in the receiving realms. 29 catches, 612, and 6 receiving touchdowns coming in. But he'll run it for a bunch, too.
My computer now is so cold that it's beginning to act up on me.
Uh-oh.
Hey, was that a sneeze? Did it just sneeze?
Okay, here we go. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Graham in motion. They give it to him. Cuts back to the right side, and Graham with a head of steam across the 50, down to the Panther 45-yard line. And Dante Graham rips off a bundle. And flag? Is that a flag back in the secondary? I wonder if you're going to get a hold. We'll see here. Graham to the 45 for the moment. The Panther 45. Face mask, Strathaven. Another 5-yard variety.
Wow.
Here. So 17 on the run. 5 more on the end of it. We'll put it down at the Panther 40-yard line. So Graham with 9 carries now for 44 yards. Not a huge night. Except he's been in the end zone 3 times.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
That'll be just enough. We saw it and talked about it last week. Whatever the scoreboard said is really the best stat you're looking for. All right, 3 receivers as they send Graham in motion. Give is to Fariello right up the middle. He's hopping his way across the 30. Hanging on for dear life is Nick O'Connor, but the junior, Fariello, down to the 27-yard line, gain of 13.
What's his number?
Number 30. His best run of the night right there. He's up to 4 carries for 26 yards, and the Panther defense bending more and more as they've been on the field for most of the night. Receivers split to either side. Slot right. In the shotgun is Zubalaga, and he's going to follow his blockers to the right, cuts it back to the left and right into the arms, and still carries his way out to the 24-yard line. Tough, tough running. They had him wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, and he's still going to pick up about 3. 11 carries, 37 yards for Zubalaga. Clock ticks here in the third quarter. 3:25 and counting to play in the third. Unionville 20, Strathaven nothing. Second down and six from the 24. Gorgone back looking, fires a quick slant underneath, and it is juggled and incomplete. No, they are going to say complete. Hauer, I don't know if he caught it or not, but he got up with the football and sold it at the very least. Evan Blake in coverage and on the quick tackle. But it's Hauer's fourth catch of the evening. Give him seven and another first down. 65 yards receiving for the senior defensive player of the year in the Chessmont. Alex Gorgone now 9 out of 11 for 141 yards throwing it. He's in the shotgun, two receivers to either side. Motion man is Graham. They give it to him. He has a little bit of room off this left side, and again, good job by the line to give him a little room there, and he dances his way to the 10. Very, very patient, Le'Veon Bell-like in a way. Just waited, then finally bounced to the outside and picks up 7. 11 carries for 57 and a score and three scores for Graham, the 195-pound senior. Zubalaga split to the far side. Split to the near side is Schilling, slot to either side as well. It's Hauer who takes the handoff after coming in motion and goes right into the arms of Belleville, who's ripping at that football trying to force a fumble, but Howard's still going to push the pile. Referees let him play, and he takes it down to the 5-yard line for a gain of 5 and has Unionville now first and goal to go. So JT, 2 carries for 6 yards here on the ground, 4 catches for 65. And Unionville now will snap it from the Strathaven 6. Clock ticks, 1:50 and counting to play here in the third. Shotgun look for Gorgone. Two receivers to either side. It's Graham in motion. They fake it to him. And it's Fariello off the right tackle and into the end zone for the touchdown. Joe Fariello, the 5'8 junior. Low to the ground, hid behind his tacklers, or his blockers rather, and into the end zone he goes. 26-0. Unionville on top. Extra point forthcoming. All right. Brathwaite, 2 out of 3 on the extra points tonight. We'll try it again here from the hold of Blake Charlton. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Ibo Pio almost got to him and did crash into Brathwaite. No flag. And or did they? Well, let's see. Now they do call. They do. Well, now there's flags post play here. As you've got a little scrum.
Oh, wonderful!
So interesting. There was no flag on the continent as Pio went flying through and clipped Brathwaite's leg. There was no flag, and now Brathwaite, he's having some trouble here. He's going to be helped off the field here, and now the coach Clark saying, "No, sit down," and show the official that you're injured. But there was not a flag for roughing the kicker there initially, and then the flags flew late, so I don't know what the...
Oh, we're about to find out, I suppose.
What the explanation will be here.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Dead ball unsportsmanlike against Unionville.
Really?
Dead ball unsportsmanlike Strathaven.
Offsetting.
I think that'll offset basically to
so nothing.
Account for the scramble.
All right.
But
guys,
right.
It's cold out here. Let's keep going.
All right. We're going to take a short timeout. Be back in just a moment. Hope the best here for the Unionville kicker, Brathwaite. And we'll see what happens for the Panther offense when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Yeah, they're taking Braithwaite off. They kind of took him off. I think they got an issue now. Who's going to kick?
Yep. Well, they'll figure it out. And with a 27-point lead,
It doesn't
Unionville
make any difference.
the bigger concern is you don't want anybody injured
right.
on either team, win or lose. And the Panthers have had their share even walking into the building tonight and now have, you know, suffered worse with Daly out. And now Unionville will have someone else try the kickoff here. Looks like number 84, Stephen Twombly, 5'8", 150-pound 10th grader. We'll have it lined up here, and they'll put it on the right hash and ready to go. But 27-0 Unionville, 1:45 to play here in the third quarter. And Fariello, 3 touchdowns a week ago against Glenn Mills, has another one here. This one in from 6 yards out. And Twombly approaches and squibs one. It's going to come to one of the up men. It's going to be Zach Hussein, who juggles it, fumbles it, but good work by Belleville to hop on it and help out his buddy at the 33-yard line. So the Panther offense onto the field, but just barely. Almost had some serious trouble there. And now can the Panther offense start moving the chains here? Passing game, 3 out of 4 thrown it, but not for much yardage. Just 9 yards thrown it tonight for Jake Fisher. Zach Hussein, 9 carries for 50 yards unofficially, but they've moved the sticks a few times, gone as far as the 15-yard line of Unionville, but still scoreless. 26-0. Back to pass is Fisher. Looking under heavy pressure. Is going to stiff arm and make one man miss. Firing deep. Ooh. Up for grabs here. Coming back to the ball. It's going to be intercepted. Rossini came back to try to break it up, but he looks to be worse for the wear. JT Hauer on the interception, but Rossini is down. This is not good either. The Panthers in danger of losing a third defensive back here. Rossini came back to try to break it up, and making the tackle on Hauer, Rossini's in some trouble on the near sideline here. And we have a Unionville player down in the secondary as well. So you had two receivers out there, two in coverage. Fisher just trying to make something happen. Throws a 7th interception of the season. This one just kind of up for grabs. Rossini is getting worked on here, and I'm trying to see who it is for Unionville that's in trouble down at the 28. So we had a fast-moving football game until the last couple minutes here with injuries on successive plays for both teams. So we're going to take a short timeout. And
okay, hang on, because I got to
right.
get my fingers to work to get that thing out.
All right. That's Graham. That's Dante Graham, their leading rusher tonight and
that's not good.
Starting corner.
He's
but
right
he's
going
to hop up and a little worse for the wear, but under his own power, that's a good sign. And now Rossini will get some help coming off the field. He looks less healthy. But, again, he's going to walk it off. And, you know, we'll keep it right here now at this point, Mike.
Yep. Sure, but just Unionville so my fingers get going
Unionville
here.
With a 26-0 lead. And, all right, Marlon Weathers rushes for an 8-yard score for Marple Newtown. 17-6. Upper Moreland trailing Marple Newtown. Mm. So Marple could be coming right back here a week from now. Otherwise, if Upper Moreland wins, Unionville, assuming they hang on to this lead, Unionville would hit the road to go to Willow Grove. 1:25 to play here in the third quarter. Unionville leading 26-0. Alex Gorgone in the shotgun. Two receivers to either side. Fariello on his left hip. Motion man, and they give it to that motion man, and coming to this near sideline is Schilling, Connor Schilling. Picks up a couple before John Morris rips him down at the 43. Gain of 5, Connor Schilling. And brings up 2nd down and 5. We'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. But Connor Schilling for 5. They'll put it down at the left hash at the 43-yard line. Okay, lots of scores from out west, western Pennsylvania, but try to give you some updates closer to home in just a moment. Here, 2nd down and 5. Graham back in the game. They fake it to him, and Gorgone's back to pass. Looking, fires on the near sideline. A little too high. Hauer went up with one hand at the 40-yard line, couldn't haul it in, and Gorgone's missed for just the 3rd time tonight in 12 attempts. Brings up 3rd down and 5. So, can the Panthers force a punt for the first time tonight?
Yeah, boy, that'd be news.
Yep.
Almost at the end of the third quarter here.
Clock stopped with 39 seconds to play here in the third. Zubalaga into the game. He'll be split to the left. Hauer, slot left alongside of him. Connor Schilling. I'm sorry. They give it to Hauer on the off the right side, and he's got room off that right side. First down and more. Across the 50, 45 as he cuts inside. Still on his feet and run out of bounds at the Strathaven 37-yard line. Gain of 20 for Hauer, his best run of the night, and another Unionville first down.
On third down.
Yet again.
Yes.
I mean, we'll check your stats, Mike, over the weekend, of course.
Yep.
But I think they're perfect on third down, with the exception of the last basically Hail Mary play at the end of the first half.
Right.
That's really it. So that's really been it. All right. Being worked on the near sideline here is number 7, Dominic Brathwaite, the kicker for Unionville. But Unionville in business at the Strathaven 37, first and 10. Back to passes, Gorgone, looking, firing deep down the middle. It's hanging up there for a while, and going up to get it, and in for the touchdown is Joe Zubalaga. He wins the jump ball, and 6'2" will get it done.
That was like an exclamation point in this whole game.
37-yard scoring strike to Zubalaga, and yep, Ebo Pio in terrific position, and the bigger, stronger guy just won it. Not much you can do there. As Jim Linen would say, can't teach tall.
Yeah. He just didn't expect. I don't think he had any idea he was that close to the receiver.
Can't teach tall. And, of course, the Sixers drafted Sean Bradley that year. But Zubalaga's done a little more than that tonight. He's into the end zone for the first time. But late in the third quarter now, 33-0, and a chance to put this in a mercy rule circumstance. So Unionville will go for two. 2 points would make this a running clock the rest of the way. The Panther defense trying to hold here. Gorgone sends Graham in motion left to right. They roll to that right side. Flag on the play. I think you're going to get illegal motion here. But they fire to the end zone. Complete for two to Hauer, but we will check the flag. I'm wondering if Graham turned up field before the snap, and they're going to try this again. So
We might add, this may not be just a 2-point conversion for the sake of a mercy rule. They also their extra point kicker is down.
Well, yeah, the kicker. Well, right, but I mean, at this point, I wouldn't blame any team to try to get a. I mean, you just want to get out of a game healthy
game,
and shorten
right.
the game as fast as you can.
You know, put your subs in and let everybody play. And
so at this point, that in fact it was illegal procedure, as illegal motion there on Graham. So 33-0. Unionville, extra point still pending. They'll go for two, put the ball on the left hash at the 8-yard line. Trying to stretch this to a 35-point lead. Springfield has gone up 21-0 on Ruston. All right, back is Gorgone looking. Pump fakes, fires high to the outside. It is caught. And is he inbounds or no? Nope, out of bounds. Zubalaga at the back pylon could not get keep a toe inbounds. 33-0 is where the score stays. So,
and the groaning is what you hear from the fans are going, oh, man, it's getting so cold.
So, well, at any rate, the Panthers in a deep, deep hole here in the second round of the playoffs and want to get the football back. You know what, we'll keep it right here. The Panthers are staying right on the field. They're we'll keep it right here. So I'll tweet for a minute here, Mike, if you
okay,
want to.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Well, you know, it's been a game that we kind of anticipated. Actually, we thought this might happen last week, so we were very pleasantly surprised. And just one of those things. It's just, you know, it's neat that you made a playoff game. It's neat that you won it and then to come into this. But that's what happens when you start moving up that scale. You know, you get those 3 seeds, the 2 seeds, the 4 seeds. These are really good, solid football teams. And when you get in with a 5-5 record, you know, you're not going in with the strength that some of these other teams are, and you're beginning to see the kind of teams that we lost against, Springfield and Garnet Valley, and the quality of the game that they can play, and you're up against the same thing here. You're hoping that you've gotten stronger, you've gotten better, and I think the Panthers have. It just isn't. the caliber of team that you can go in and take on a number three seed.
And certainly not able to do it without a lot of depth and a couple of key injuries here coming in tonight. So line drive kickoff is going to take a hop to Ebo Pio at the 25-yard line. He's wrapped up almost immediately. Stopped there shy of the 30, and the Panthers will take over at the 27. So Unionville's been solid in really every facet tonight, Mike. Every facet.
No doubt. They're really what you would expect from a number three seed in 5A.
So three third quarter touchdowns here for the Indians have really put this out of reach. 14-0 at halftime. Panthers still feeling like, okay, have a shot. Now playing for pride, playing for execution here. Wing to the right, John Francis. It is Hussein up the middle for a couple. Out to the 20 he goes. Give him three. And Zach Hussein, again, over 1,000 yards rushing as a junior. Lots to feel good about moving forward. And you look at the Panthers, you know, they're going to lose some key seniors off of this team. We'll come back to talk about that in the fourth quarter, though. Clock strikes zero on the third. We'll be back in just a moment. Panthers trailing 33-0, but still working hard right here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulgenetti was here at halftime and helping with the stats and spotting. Strathaven trailing 33-0 as we start the fourth. Second down and about seven. Give us to Ebo Pio off the right side. Pio makes the first man miss and is tripped up near the 34, I guess they'll spot it. Brings up third down and maybe three. So P.O. just three carries for 7 yards. Coatesville on top of Downingtown East, 34-14. They're in great shape there. Marple Newtown up 17-6. Here, third down and three. Panthers give it to Hussein. There's flags everywhere. I think you're going to get, I don't know if you get false start or offside here. Fisher went with a quick count. Illegal procedure will move Panthers back. And, boy, they've hurt themselves a couple times in this second half. Third quarter, we're outscored 19-0. And now, going backwards, we'll turn this into third down and about seven. Fisher brings in the play. P.O. out, O'Connor in. Clock ticks, 11-19, 11-18, and counting to play here in regulation. Under center is Fisher. Two tight end set. Give off the left side. This is the right side is Francis, and he is bent backwards at about the 30. Brings up fourth down. Francis is going to be about 7 yards shy. So give him just a yard, and Panthers will go for it one more time here. In on the stop, Alex Pellegrin and Theron Schilling. So the Panthers will go. Fourth and about six. Under center is Fisher. Two tight end set. He's back to pass, looking under heavy pressure yet again. Steps away from a man momentarily. Dodges one, two, three people. Stripped, ball loose, picked up by Unionville. And they're going to have great field position here as Fisher is sacked for the third time tonight. And Unionville will have it first and 10 at the Strathaven 23. Not much time for the Panther quarterback to throw all night. He's lost 8 yards three times. And Alex Pellegrin on the recovery for Unionville. And first and 10 from the 23. And Unionville will Bring the offense back out there. Trying to stretch this game into a mercy rule with the next score. JT Hauer split to the right. Slot right is Nick Schnars. I formation. And they run the toss play to Connor Schilling. Off the left side, the sophomore with a lot of room over there. Going to be banged out of bounds, but I think he has first down yardage. We'll see. We're going to check that, and it looks like another Panther down on that far sideline. Mm. Another injury? Or nope, they're going to help him up. We'll see. Schilling picks up 12 and a first down. Ryan Morris and John Morris over near the tackle. But Connor Schilling has them set up now at the, where are they, about the 12?
11, I think.
11?
Yep.
Okay. Schilling, two carries for 18 yards. Clock ticks. We're inside of 10 minutes to play in regulation. 33-0. Unionville on top and looking for more. Under center. And they give it to Schilling one more time out of the eye. He's off left side, and he's pushing his way. And fresh legs in there. Takes it down to the 5-yard line for six more. One, two, three, four, five, six different ball carriers tonight for Unionville. All of them with three or more carries. So, again, it's not just window dressing. Ryan Krause on the stop for the Panthers. Jais Davis and Arian Ford in at corner now with Rossini and Foster out. Daly out as well. Evan Blake shifts to free safety, strong safety. Here, second down and about four. Connor Schilling dots the eye. Two receivers to the right. Gorgone under center. It's Schilling one more time off the left side. He's pushing, pushing. Panthers stack him up. He's going to be very close to a first down. We'll see. Good work by Davis and O'Connor along with Ryan Morris on the stop. And it'll bring up third down in inches. Well, the winner of this one will take on the winner of Upper Moreland and Marple Newtown. Last we heard, Marple Newtown up 17-6. Garnet Valley, still some fight in them. 35-21 now.
Ooh,
as Garnet Valley scores. Danny Guy's 14th touchdown of the season.
Any time left on that one?
Late in the third.
Okay.
Here, third and inches. Gorgone under center. Turns. Toss play to the right this time. Coach, here goes Schilling diving his way into the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown. Connor Schilling into the end zone. 39-0. Unionville having their way with the Panthers tonight. Extra points pending.
Yeah, it's always tough to have a last game like this because it's, you know, it just kind of burns. Just go back 1 week and think about that one.
That's right. Panthers were...
Who's kicking?
Over, this will be the sophomore, Stephen Twombly.
24?
Yep, 84.
84.
Snap, spot, kick is no good. Right into the back of the line. Twombly short with that one, and so here we'll take a short timeout, see if the Panther offense can get going. We've got a running clock circumstance when we come back. 8:14 to play in regulation, 8:14 left in the Panther season. So we'll talk seniors and a whole lot more when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Just a little over 8 minutes to play here in regulation. Panthers trailing by 39. Squib kick. It's going to come to Ethan Belleville, looking for room at the 45-yard line, and not much to find. At 35-yard line. I think I said 45
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you did. That's okay.
That's more the...
Our mouths are orange.
The mouth being numb more than anything at this point. But anyway, the seniors now for Strathaven, down to their last 8 minutes of football in a Panther uniform. And this is always one of the harder, sadder parts of the year for us after watching a lot of these guys, 2- and 3-year starters, But they're going to go out with pride, winning the first playoff game in 6 years. Fisher under center. Seven men in the box for Unionville. They give it to Ebo Pio off the right side. He's going to spin his way, push his way then across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. And the upside for the Panthers, the entire offensive backfield is back next year. Fisher, Hussein, Pio, Francis. You know, that's a pretty good start right there. Ethan Belleville at tight end. The left side of the line will need to be replaced, and that's a big deal there. But here is Pio on his second down carry out to the 45. Panthers going no huddle, trying to move things along here. Clock ticks. The only thing that will stop it at this point are scoring plays or timeouts. Some substitutions here for Pat Clark's defense for Unionville, but it brings up third down and three. From the 45, Fisher turns, gives to Zach Hussein. He's going to push his the pile, driving for it. Now there's a flag that comes in late and about 5 yards beyond the play in the tackle. So give Hussein the midfield stripe, and now we'll check the flag. I don't know. You might get another hold against the Panthers here. Yep. Goodness gracious.
Well, and it rains, it pours.
All right. What are they going to call here? Or where are they going to mark it off, I guess, is the question. Holding Strathaven. Hussein had a first down. They're going to mark it off from the 50. So it'll be third down and 8 from the 40. All right. So 35. There's 10 minutes left at Garnet Valley, 35-21 North Penn. We'll keep you posted there. St. Joe's Prep leads 17-3 on LaSalle. Upper Dublin leads 17-6. And now here on the sweep is Ebo Pio with speed down that far sideline. Pio into the secondary. Wow. Has himself a first down. Mustang sweep. Found some room that time. And then a flag comes in late. I think you're going to have some extracurriculars on the far sideline at the end of the run. So Pio runs it down to the
46.
Okay. Gain of 12 for the sophomore. But I mentioned, you know, the center and the right side of the line is intact for next year with Burke, Healy, Krause, and Belleville. But you lose Reeves, you lose Ryan Morris, you lose Lee Holbert on the offense.
Personal foul, by the way.
Yeah, 15-yard penalty here for Unionville for a late hit on Pio. So give him 13 on the run. 15 more after the Unionville penalty. We'll put it down at the 31. Clock ticks. 6 minutes, 19 seconds and counting. Under center is Fisher, two tight ends. Gives to Pio one more time. Looking for room. Ooh. He is belted right away. He took a big hit there. And no gain on the play. No, maybe one. They're going to give him the 30-yard line. Brings up second down. Panthers will fall to 6-6, which, again, 500 record. You won a lot of games that you should have, and then maybe won last week that you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And here it's Hussein. Crosses the 30. Forward progress, I think, will give him the 28 for a gain of just 2, and it's going to bring up third down and long again. 11 carries, 55 yards for Hussein. He's your leading rusher for the Panthers again tonight, averaging 5 yards a pop, but most of it came on one run, a 24-yarder. And Unionville defense has held the Panthers in check, and injuries have hurt the Panthers tonight, limiting what they can do on offense. Here we go. Third down and 6. It's Pio off the right side one more time. It's going to run into a wall of gold jerseys with fresh legs, and you can see it right now.
Yep.
Panthers just not getting much drive up front at all. No gain on the play. Brings up 4th down and 6. Clock ticks. 4:41. 4:40 and counting. Reeves checks out. John Francis checks in. Francis will line up as a split end to the left. Pio wing to the left. On fourth and seven, Fisher under center. They give it to the reverse. This is Francis looking for room off the right side. He has a head of steam, and down the far sideline he goes. Inside the 10-yard line, and they run the double reverse. John Francis has him set up first, and goal to go at the 8-yard line. Little razzle-dazzle there for the Panthers. Try to find space for Francis. Give him 20, and a Panther first down.
Down to the 7?
Yep.
Wow.
Down to the 7. First and goal. Yard markers on the ground on the far sideline. Reeves, tight end to the left. Belleville to the right. Francis is in the backfield alongside of Hussein. They'll give it to Francis one more time. He's got a head of steam off right tackle. He's going to dive his way down to the goal line for a touchdown. John Francis, his third touchdown of the season, has the Panthers on the board with 3:51 to play here in regulation. 39-6, extra point pending.
Well, they see, didn't go home with a goose egg. That's
nope.
Good.
And as we said all year, no quitting these kids. They battle right to the end here.
They're going to go for two?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Tough night to kick it.
Yep.
Panthers will go for two. Fisher under center, two tight end set, wing T behind him. Hard count. Unionville nearly jumps, doesn't, off the left tackle, and this is Hussein into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So, Panthers with 8 quick points here late in the fourth, too little, too late, but still a lot of fight in the Panthers. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. Thanks again to our sponsors for putting us on the air every week here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep.
For
we
everything
missed,
he did.
Missed you this year, pal.
We missed him terribly, but the band sounds fantastic. And the Panthers, less than fantastic outcome tonight. But
who's kicking?
All right. You got
number 9?
Emmett Young. Yeah, Emmett Young's got it.
Oh.
Emmett's got it teed at the hash. Line drive kick's going to go off the hands at the 15-yard line of Connor Schilling, but he picks it up, and here he comes. That's running out to the 30-yard line to the 35. Ebo Pio on the stop. Is that Connor or Theron Schilling? No, that was Dante Graham. Sorry, 26, not 28. So Dante Graham. There will be mass substitutions now on the offense for Coach Pat Clark and the Indians. 3:41 to play here in regulation. And Unionville just trying to run out the clock here with a 39-8 lead. Upper Moreland has scored to cut into the Marple lead. It's 17-12. Academy Park down 17-6 to Upper Dublin. So Upper Dublin looks like they're headed to Springfield next week. 17-6. Academy Park just fumbling like crazy tonight, apparently. All right, here we go. Under center is Unionville in an I formation. Flag on the play pre-snap. And they're going to back him up with Blake Charlton, the sophomore, in at quarterback. Going to get a false start against the Indians. 3:37 to play here in regulation. Dead ball foul, and they'll start it 5 yards further back at the 30-yard line. First down and 15 as the Unionville will try it again. So a couple of the other seniors that I want to mention for the Panthers, Jake Shaw, Dan Reeves, I mentioned. Lee Holbert's been fantastic. My guess is he's all Central or all Delco even this year. We're going to miss all these guys. Here on first down and 15, Whoa. Lee Holbert, speak of the devil. Loss of 4 on the play as Holbert making the most of his last couple minutes on the football field in a Haven uniform anyway.
Who's carrying that? Do you see it?
I didn't even see. Hulbert swallowed him up so quickly. Loss of three on the play. Turns it into second down and 18. Charlton's under center here for Unionville. But Nick O'Connor, two-year starter. John Morris, boy, he would have been fun to watch at fullback this year, too, had he not had a cast on his hand. It would have mixed in with Zach Hussein. But did a fine job at defensive end. And, again, another two-year starter. Charlton under center. Receiver split to either side. On second and 18, they run a toss play to the right side. And John Morris, all right, who do you want me to name next? I say their name and they come up with a big
just
play.
Just don't name me.
All right. Morris on the stop. Wes Grimm on the carry, the freshman. 20, he's going to lose 20, a couple more. 27.
Okay.
Loses a couple more back to the 23. Third and 22 as Hulbert and Morris with tackles for loss here. Two seniors enjoying themselves for the final time. And I got to say, Ryan Morris, they're going to miss him terribly. Three-year starter at inside linebacker. Yep. My guess is he's amongst the state leaders in tackles. Had 149 coming into tonight. He's been all over the field again. Third and 18. They toss it one more time to the freshman running wide. Oh. And the Panthers swallow him up again. Evan Blake, the freshman this time, on the tackle back at the 19-yard line. Fourth and forever for Unionville, and the Panthers force a punt here, fourth and 26 upcoming. Ebo Pio and Jais Davis stand near the midfield stripe awaiting the punt. Clock ticks, 1:30 and counting to play here in regulation. And
who's punting, can you tell?
Well, we haven't seen him all night,
right.
So this is the first time here. He hides his number pretty well at the moment. Unionville punter stands at the 5-yard line awaiting the snap. Davis and Pio await. Snap is a good one. Wobbling kick into the wind. It's going to take a Unionville hop and then a roll laterally to the 38-yard line. There, Strathaven takes over with 1:03 to play here in regulation.
76 punted it?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
76. Declan Boyle on the punt, sophomore. But that tells you the whole story. Unionville has to punt for the first time with just over a minute left in the game, and their offense tonight was awfully good. Springfield's gone final. They beat Ruston 28-7 to advance to the semifinals. They will host, in all likelihood, Upper Dublin. Here, Jake Fisher under center. Wing T look, seven men in the box, and they give it off this near side. This is James Harper. Harper off the left edge to the 31-yard line. He'll pick up seven. Harper, another guy that'll be back next year as just a sophomore. So lots of underclass talent at the skill positions. Harper sets up wing to the right. Clock ticks inside of a minute to play here now. Give is to John Francis with room off the right side. He turns the corner. They've got him by the shirt tail, but he's going to have first down yardage across the 30 down to about the 25. Francis picks up eight. Clock ticks, 20, 19, 18. Panthers may get one more snap out of this. Fisher under center from the 25. Quick hitter to Zach Hussein, who's going to push the pile forward and tumble down inside the 20 to about the 18. So Zach picks up eight more for his season total. But Unionville will march on, possibly even host a playoff game next week if Marple Newtown can hang on against Upper Moreland. Congratulations to Coach Clark and the Indians. They knock off Strathaven for the first time. There was only one other meeting back in 2005. The Panthers came out on top in that one in the District 1 final. Tonight, it was Unionville's turn. 39-8 is your final. We'll take a short timeout. Be back for a very quick wrap-up when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320.
Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, much love to the Panther seniors. It's truly been our pleasure to watch you over the last few years. Strathaven on the wrong end of a 39-8 score tonight, and Unionville moves on to the semifinals. Maybe right here next week against Marple Newtown, or they'll be on the road at Upper Moreland. See you soon. We'll say hi to my cousin Vic Dupuis, who's on the school board here and was the PA announcer tonight. But, again, great season for the Panthers, Mike. Lots to be proud of and lots to look forward to with some underclass talent.
I was going to say, lots to build on. You know, there's always next year. Looking forward to it. And, you know, we saw some improvement. We saw some I think we saw Coach Clancy change his format a little bit. He wanted to go to the air a little bit more. We had a good quarterback for that. And you know, we're seeing some changes. The game is definitely changing. And glad to see, you know, Panthers back in a winning mode.
Yep.
And hopefully they can carry forward from this and carry it into next year. And I expect we're going to have a good year next year. I think
Absolutely.
We're going to make an improvement over this year based on our record. And, you know, maybe we'll get a little further into the playoffs. That's always the hope. And but, look, our whole premise from the day we started this thing 12 years ago, the broadcasting was, no matter how good or how bad, we'll be there for every game, even when we're freezing our patooties off outside on a November, cold November night. So,
yep, time for us to go warm up. But one more time, the Panthers seniors, we are proud of you. You have helped turn this thing around. My understanding was the vibe in the school building this year, or this week after last week's win, was entirely different about the football team. So there is excitement in the building, credibility in the building for this program, and we can't wait to see what the future brings. And it's in great part and great thanks to the seniors who've helped do that this year. So, Coach Clark and the Indians, good luck moving forward. Good luck in the semifinals next week. We'll keep you posted on scores, stats, schedules, and everything else on Haven Football in the weeks ahead. Thanks again to our fantastic sponsors for keeping us going every year and every week this year. We will maybe be on the air next week, maybe not. We'll keep you posted, but check back in.
Right.
And we'll see what happens from here. But thanks again to everybody in the Strathaven program. Congrats to Coach Clancy. Got win number 300 a week ago in what was our favorite game in quite a long time.
Yep.
But not so much tonight. Just one point or another, somebody, most everybody, goes home with a loss when you get to the playoffs around the state. But thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for the stats and the spotting. Mike Mayer, fantastic job, as always, with the broadcast and everything else on the website. We are blessed to have you helping out the program and the community. Real quickly, Marple Newtown leads Upper Moreland 24-12. Marlon Weathers in the end zone again.
Wow.
Could be the Tigers making this trip next week to face Unionville. So we'll sign off. 39-8 is your final. Unionville on top of Strathaven. Thanks to everybody for a great 2017 season. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great, great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.